All right, we're nearing the end of Jazz Appreciation Month. If you didn't know that, you should. On this date in 1899, jazz great Duke Ellington was born here in Washington, D.C., in my neighborhood. This year, a public arts high school that bears his name is celebrating its own 40th birthday. It was founded the same year that Duke Ellington died. And NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says his legacy is very much alive among students there.
Duke Ellington didn't consider himself a jazz musician. He said he was a musician who played jazz. And what a musician he was. Pianist, bandleader, composer of more than 1,000 songs, including standards like Don't Get Around Much Anymore, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, Satin Doll, and Sophisticated Lady. It may just be that Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington lives on most profoundly every day at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts here in Washington. The goal of the high school is to give a free arts education to very talented students in the D.C. area, young people who might never have the benefit of private lessons.
We have a saying, if you have to be an artist, this is the place to be.
Davy Yarborough has been the director of jazz studies at Ellington for 30 years.
Everybody good?
Last week, he was rehearsing his students for the school's big 40th anniversary celebration.
One, two, three.
Most of the students at Ellington are African American. They had to pass rigorous auditions and interviews to get in, to study not just jazz, but classical music, dance, drama, visual arts, along with a full academic program. The graduation rate is 99%, and 98% go to college, some on full scholarships. Senior Angela Whitaker is going to the Berklee College of Music in Boston next year.
I knew if I went to this school, I would come out and I would be something extraordinary and help me like shape myself into something that I really always wanted to be. And I didn't think that I could achieve that until Duke Ellington gave me hope that I actually could.
The school's name itself inspires hope, and percussionist Kwaku Sumbri says great pride and responsibility.
So like every time we step out of this building for any type of performance, any competition, like we have to understand that we are representing not only ourselves and our family, but Duke Ellington, the name, you know? So that means a lot to me.
My name is Geraldo Marshall. I'm a junior. I play trumpet at Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington is probably the greatest composer ever. It's amazing that someone could get to such a high level. You know, we have big shoes to fill. We have expectations, things that are expected of us. The only way we can get there is through the help of people like Mr. Yarborough and our teachers, because they guide us down that path. And you actually have to listen to your teachers.
Oh, one, two, three, four. A little bit more bass. Listen to the bass. Stay with it now.
And tonight, as they do on this date every year, students and faculty at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C. will celebrate the great musician's birthday. They'll come together in music and song, and wouldn't that just thrill the Duke? I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.